Well, I was looking at my calendar today, and I realized I need to get a new calendar. Friend, how you doing? Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So good to be spending some time with you. My name is Joey Kroll. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God, and we also try to have a theme for each and every program. And today, since we're running out of pages in our calendar, we're looking at a brand new year, saying goodbye to 2013, we're going to be focusing on a new beginning. The cool thing about being a Christian is that the old has gone away and the new has come. That's right. We are born again, brand new creatures in Christ. So we're going to celebrate that today as we focus on a brand new year, a new beginning, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Well, how you doing today? Welcome to Sunday. My name is Joey, and today we're focusing on a new beginning. Job chapter 42, verses 16 and 17 says, "After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation, and so he died, old and full of years." Friend, the book of Job ends on a note of contentment and peace. Think about that. Job was probably about 70, maybe, when the book opens, and he is an old man. And what a picture of peace in a contented man. God had blessed him greatly. Before us stretches a new year, a new beginning. The old is past, put away forever. God invites us always to forget all about the distrust and all the fears and all the anxieties of the past and all the resentments that we've been holding against others, all the grudges, all the criticisms, to put them away and begin again. The question that hovers, though, over us as we look into the book of Job, on what basis am I going to live in this new year? Will it be on the old basis of it all depends on me, do it yourself, trying to my best to please God and all of that stuff? Or will I accept the gift of God that is waiting for me every day, fresh from his hand, a gift of forgiveness, of righteousness, which is already mine, of a relationship in which he is my dear father? Will it be on that basis, friend? If it is, this will be a year in which your life will be characterized by peace, fragrance, and beauty. Before us stretches a new year, a new beginning. The old is past, put away forever. On which one of the two bases are we going to live in this new year?
Of men riding on in gentle strength. Oh, come to save your own, come to give your life. The kingdom is at hand.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Here we are, the final days. Wow. Final days of 2013. And personally, as I look back, it's been a very interesting year. We've just had things go awry personally and all of that this past year. But at the end of the day, at the end of our weekend, at the end of this year, and at the end of our life, we know in our heart of hearts that Jesus is still Lord. Amen. Today we're focusing on a new beginning. Isaiah 43 verses 18 to 19 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Praise God. Our Lord does not bind himself to the expectations of men or to the habits of time. Behold, he is doing a new thing according to Scripture. He is not held by the thickening mud of human tradition. He makes a way in the wilderness, friend, and rivers in the desert. Peace among the wild beasts and sweet water to the people formed for his praise. Friend, God has done this great work. So know, as you begin a brand new year and say goodbye to this old, let's remember not of the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, we need to focus on what God is doing. A new thing springs forth in our lives. We need to perceive it, because he's making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
When peace like a river, attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the
Brandon Heath, and It Is Well with My Soul. Friend, welcome to Sunday. This, of course, is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're talking about new beginnings. And during that last song, I was just thinking about the thousands and thousands and thousands of promises within the Word of God. Too many to count. Way too many to count. Way too many to look up personally and to even fathom. Thousands of promises from God to you, friend, to you and me and His people. When you're mourning, He says He'll comfort you. He says when you're going through a season, in Psalm, I think it was 46, that He will be very present in time of trouble. That's His promise to you. And also His promise of salvation. He says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, so He loved you so much that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for you. And whoever believes in that, if you believe in that, if you want to follow that, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, repent from those things you were doing, quit chasing the things of the kingdom of darkness, and if you follow Him, you will inherit eternal life. And that's a promise by God. He has kept each and will keep each and every promise that He has ever made. So friend, if you truly want to have a new beginning, if you truly want to have a happy new year, believe in Jesus. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. Believe in that. Go to Him in prayer. Say, God, I'm so sorry. I want you to be the captain of my ship. Because I've been driving the ship way too long and we've been sinking ever since. Friend, if you truly want to have a new beginning, a fresh start and a happy new year, trust in Jesus today.
Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time. The only time I ever saw Him run was when He ran to me. He took me in His arms, held my head to His chest, said, my son's come home again, lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in His voice. He said, son, do you know I still love you? He caught me by surprise when God ran. The day I left home, I knew I'd broken His heart. And I wondered then if things could ever be the same. Then one night, so down that dusty road, ahead I could see, it was the only time, it was the only time I ever saw Him run. And then He ran to me, He took me in His arms, held my head to His chest, and said, my son's come home again, lifted my face, wipe the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in His voice. I feel sincere. Do you know I still love you? He caught me by surprise.
Yes, He did.
And He brought me to my knees when God ran. I saw Him. So far away, but now I know He's been waiting for this day.
have the tears of my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, he said, son. He called me son.
Call me son.
He said, son, do you know I still love you? He ran to me. I saw him run to me. And then I ran to him.
When you're around.
When you're around.
Oh, that's right, friend. You are not beyond the reach of the Almighty. He loves you. He's got a great plan and purpose for you. And he hasn't forgotten about you. Amen. I love it. Friend, how you doing today? My name is Joey Kroll, and of course, this is Sunday Worship. And thank you so much just for letting me spend some time with you today as we get to just focus on the Word of God again, just focus on his goodness and who he is and who we are in light of who he is, and get the focus on celebrating the new life that we have in Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you. Hey, there's a few days left for you to get your special year-end gift to Great News Radio. Of course, it needs to be postmarked by December 31st. You can send in your gift via the mail. Oh, yeah. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online safely and securely. That may be a little bit quicker for you if you'd like. GreatNewsRadio.org, GreatNewsRadio.org. Hey, guess what? I'm going to see you next year. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.